Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
It's time to look at what's going on in this lovely county of ours, and what better person to have with us but Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello again, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
And I believe we're looking forward to English Tourism Week.
We are indeed. It's timed. I mean, every week I come in and tell you all about all the stuff that's going on locally. And between the 26th of March and the 2nd of April, we officially recognise this as English Tourism Week. This is a Visit England initiative that's been going for a number of years now. So all over the country, there'll be lots of things celebrating what is local, what is available to go and see. And it was started really to persuade local politicians to be serious about tourism, basically because tourism in the whole of England is worth about £106 billion.
Wow.
In income, obviously because of UK inbound and people spending money at home instead of going abroad themselves. It supports thousands of businesses and pretty much impacts on everyone. It includes farming, transport, retail, sport, museums, galleries, theatres and performing arts, all sorts of stuff like that. It's also a major employer, especially of school leavers and young people, and also an incubator for entrepreneurs. Supports 2.6 million jobs.
Wow. I was going to say, it must be a few jobs.
Well, you've got all the obvious ones, so all of the venues you can think of, like the theatres and the attractions, but then you've also got restaurants, hotels, B&Bs, so it really does, it is such an important industry to the country. Guildford alone has over 4 million day visits a year.
No,
that's
really?
An independent
4 million.
4 million day visits a year. That's a visit of 3 hours or more for, how can I put it easily, no particular purpose. So you're not going shopping, as in doing the Sainsbury's shop or whatever. You're not going to work. You're just going in to have a mooch around the shops or go to the theatre or whatever you want to do. And we've seen in Guildford, certainly, we've seen steady growth in tourism value, even when other parts of the country have actually dipped. Mm. So although our growth hasn't been huge, comparing it to other people dipping, it's pretty good. There were 1,354,000 visitor nights spent in Guildford in 2015. And it is worth £335.2 million income to local businesses in Guildford alone.
Goodness me, that's so a heck of a part of the local economy,
huge,
isn't it? And so I guess being near to London helps us as well.
Yes, I mean, for the whole of Surrey, really, one of its biggest selling points in terms of tourism is that you can stay in Surrey in a really high-quality hotel, you can be in London in 35 minutes, you can be down in Portsmouth in an hour, you can get to Windsor, you can get to Oxford, so all that tick-box stuff if you're a UK inbound visitor. But equally, it's relevant to residents, because residents, the habit is not to explore what's on their local doorstep unless they have a specific interest, but they do as soon as they have visiting friends and family. When you've got somebody coming to stay, even if it's for a day or maybe they're staying for the weekend, you want to show off your local area. Now, this I like. I like the idea of showing off your local area. So what we've done, we've got a page on our website, visitguildford.com, dedicated to English Tourism Week, of all the things that are open that weekend, 26th of March through to the 2nd of April. So you can go on there and have a look. But just a few of these showing how much we have to show off and how much we ought to be proud of. And go and visit what's on your local doorstep. And you can't get much more local to here than Brooklands. And they've got a whole day on Sunday, the 2nd of April, celebrating one of England's best-loved car manufacturers. They've got MGs of all ages welcome to this annual event, and they expect hundreds of classic British sports cars to be on display, as well as the most recent models. And this year there's going to be action on Test Hill and a cavalcade on the Mercedes-Benz World Circuit. So that's a typical place. And the other thing I would say is, over the last few years, we've lost places. We've lost Clandon. We've lost Guildford Boathouse, and other places have closed down. And there's a lot of people around that go, oh, I never went there. I wish I had. So another reason for me really pushing it, if you drive past somewhere regularly, then go out and explore and go and see these places. In Guildford that weekend, so on the 1st of April, they've got an event actually in the town centre. So you can come into the town, explore the lovely heritage and the history, go in the gallery and the museum, go down by the river. But up at Holy Trinity Church, they've got Guildford Goes Wild. Now, this is a celebration of all things wild, garden, wildlife, plants, sunflowers, make bird feeders, hunt for mini beasts, and there's a wildlife photo competition. So actually celebrating there the wildlife and the gardens that exist in our lovely countryside, which again, visitors like to come and see. And all of that is free. So that's from 9:30 till 5 on the 1st of April outside Holy Trinity Church, completely free. Godalming on the 1st of April have their spring festival in Godalming Town Centre. Now, there's a quintessentially English little town, if ever there was one. There's going to be craft stalls, hog roast, traditional Morris dancing, street food and drink, live music and entertainment, and free Punch and Judy shows. So if you know of any UK inbound visitors that weekend, take them along there, because you can't get much more English than Morris dancers and Punch and Judy. English Tourism Week, there's going to be tours of the Dorking South Street Caves for groups or individuals. It's open on the 1st of April on the Saturday from 10 till 2:45 in the afternoon. Admission is £6, and it's a chance to explore Dorking's famous South Street Caves, which reopened in 2015. The Dorking Museum runs group tours any day by appointment, and there's an open day for individual bookings on the 1st of April. Caves date from the 17th century and were long used for storage of wine, although other rumours do abound. Staircases, galleries and chambers lead down to the lowest chamber, known as the Mystery Chamber, which is 50 feet below street level. Group tours can be booked on any day, and this open day, anyone can come along. Tours take approximately 45 minutes. The tours go at 10, 11, 1 and 2, and you can get on dorkingmuseum.org.uk for details, and it might be a jolly good idea to book. One of the other lovely English things we have in Surrey, and you probably know this already, is that the soil here is akin to the Champagne region of France. So we have some wonderful vineyards. We have Denbighs, we have Albury, there's Clandon Winery as well, Greyfriars, and lots of breweries as well, Hogsback, Tillingbourne, Surrey Hills Brewery. So this is all coming together at the Keep in Guildford for a local food and drink festival taking place on the 1st and the 2nd of April, 12 till 6 on both days. Absolutely free, no booking necessary. But they are celebrating English Tourism Week there, hosting a local food and drink festival. They've got stalls from local brewers, distillers, wineries and food producers. And you can sample and buy local produce and enjoy home-cooked English-themed menu and drinks. So that's a good celebration. Now, what could be more English than the Beatles?
Indeed.
But you're going to have to put up with the bootleg Beatles. And I have to say, I think the bootleg Beatles are the best tribute band I've ever seen. They are absolutely amazing. On the 27th of March, they're going to be at G Live. That's a Monday night from 7:30 till 9:30. Do get on there and book as soon as possible, because they're so popular. And I can remember seeing them thinking, oh, another cheesy tribute band, but they are absolutely amazing. They've got Guildford Symphony Orchestra is playing in Charterhouse Hall in Godalming in Charterhouse, which is the most stunning, stunning venue. And again, so very English. They've got Spring Classics concert on the 26th of March. It's at 7:30 in the evening. It's Guildford Symphony Orchestra are maintaining the English tradition of high-quality music making, here performing Beethoven Overture and lots of other pieces. They've got some Schubert, some Sibelius. Ticket price is £15, £7.50 for the under-25s, and under-16s are completely free. And you can get tickets from the Guildford Symphony Orchestra box office, Tourist Information Centre or the Record Corner. Another thing that's being celebrated that's very English is the Way and Arran Canal Trust. Anybody that knows about them, they can look up on their website. They are attempting to restore the canal from Guildford right the way down to the coast.
And
they're moving in both
directions.
They're doing fantastic work, absolutely amazing work.
Huge job, though.
And they've got some guided walks happening. Shalford to Bramley guided walk on the 26th. It's at 2:20. And leading the Way and Arran Canal Trust, approximately 2.5 kilometres, 2 hours, starting from Stonebridge Wharf. The walk follows parts of the course of the original canal to the former Bramley Wharf. And it includes the new Hunt Nature Park at Shalford. Although most of the paths are flat, do wear appropriate footwear because it is a country walk. So there you go, you're celebrating the English countryside there. What could be more English than the wonderful Hatchlands Park? That's going to be open from the 25th to the 2nd of April. Usual ticket admission applies unless you're a National Trust member. It's open from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And you can enjoy a wonderful stroll around the parkland at Hatchlands to look for the first signs of spring. Now, when we get into April, that is bluebell heaven. It's the best place to see the bluebells. But at that time, there'll be bright yellow primroses, delicate woodland flowers, and a splash of colour in the ancient woodlands. You'll probably see the very start, maybe, of the bluebells. It's great for kids as well, because there's they've got the Wizard Wix's Willow Warren, which I always have to say slowly. And it's got balance beams, willow tunnels, and a treehouse. And their kitchen cafe has got the most delicious cake. So how English can you get, hey? Another tradition, very English tradition we have around here, of course, is farming. And it's lovely to see things that encourage young children as well to take an interest in farming. One of our favourite places is Bockett's Farm over at Fetcham near Leatherhead. They're open right the way through English Tourism Week from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Adult admission is £10.50. You can have a great day out. I've seen on their Facebook page there's loads of baby lambs around who are just the cutest. Lots of other baby chicks and ducklings that you can see in the animal handling sessions. They've got the pig racing, which is hysterical, and there's loads of stuff outside for the kids to do: jumping pillows, pedal go-karts, agility trails, sand pits. And if you pick a day when the English weather is very typical and it pours down with rain, they've got their wonderful giant barn where they've got soft play and lots of other things for the kids to see and do. So that's another recommendation. I think perhaps the most celebrated thing to do in England is afternoon tea.
Indeed, very typically English, isn't it? Yes.
Delicate little sandwiches, beautiful cakes and yummy scones, regardless of whether you put jam on first or not.
Who matters? It doesn't matter, does it? Either
now,
way.
I don't, have you ever been to Tante Marie in Woking?
I haven't actually, no.
Well, it's actually a cookery school, and people go there and they're trained to a very, very high standard. Mm. And they are putting on the 25th, they've got on the afternoon between 2 and 3, they've got afternoon tea at Tante Marie, extra special sparkling afternoon tea, that sounds like it involves fizz, Prosecco, or whatever, or a simple traditional one from 2 o'clock, and admission is £7.50. And this is also a chance, of course, for our new English chefs to show off all what they've learned.
I think it's a great idea. Then it's right in the town centre, isn't it?
Absolutely,
on Commercial Way.
In the town centre, and I would recommend that you look it up and book to go there, because the food is amazing. One of my other favourite places, Bird World, are opening that weekend the Terry Pratchett Owl Parliament.
Oh, really?
Now, how fab's that?
That's
it's
clever.
Their brand new exhibit. Is actually there now, but they haven't officially opened it yet.
Right.
It's going to be fully open for English Tourism Week in conjunction with the World Owl Trust. This is Bird World's newest attraction, features many different owl species in this wonderful new setting. So they've built a whole new enclosure for the owls, and it's been sponsored. It's the Terry Pratchett Owl Parliament, and it looks like the House of Parliament. It's really cool. Obviously, us English like our English gardens, so Wisley just has to feature in this list, doesn't it? They have got their spring plant fair that weekend, 25th, 26th, open from 10 till 5. Kickstart your gardening year at their plant fair. Pick up quality spring plants from specialist growers and nurseries. And as always, there's plenty of people around to answer your questions. And I did mention Clandon earlier as being the place you can no longer go in. But right the way through until the 2nd of April, at weekends, Saturdays and Sundays between 10 and 5, you can go along and see the walk through the gardens. So you can go and see Hinamihi, the little Maori house, and see the beautiful beds of daffodils and the lovely springtime colour. So that's going to be fantastic. They're still working inside the building. There was a lot of news released not so long ago about they're now putting out for tender as to what you can do with the house and what, you know, what, how it's going to be restored, which I'm really looking forward to. But yes, you can go and support it and go and have a little walk around the garden. So please, English Tourism Week, get out and support tourism in the county. Go and visit somewhere on your doorstep, ideally somewhere you've never been before. Or if you regularly visit, if you're one of those people that are regularly looking, going to your local places, take someone else who's never been before. And if you're stuck for information and ideas and inspiration and places to go, you can go and look at visitguildford.com and you'll find lots of attractions and events there. So enjoy English Tourism Week.
Great idea, that website.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Diana. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
See you soon, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklands Radio. Loving Events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.